This is Dateline Washington on the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. My next guest in this edition is Roger Hedgecock, former mayor of San Diego, who is now host of the Roger Hedgecock Show right here on the Radio America Network. He's also a columnist for WorldNet Daily, and it's in that column that he broke the news that the Department of Homeland Security, in an assessment dated April 7th of this year, said that national, state, and local law enforcement officials need to keep a close eye on what they call right-wing extremism, including people who are very strong in their opinions about border security, as well as the abortion issue. And Roger, thanks so much for being with us.
Glad to be with you, Greg.
This was actually out in a state memorandum in February for the state of Missouri, and now it's in a national assessment from the Department of Homeland Security. What is the purpose normally of these assessments, and how unique is it to get one like this?
It's very unique, and it's a very threatening assessment because these are meant to be directions to local and state law enforcement agencies of the priority of law enforcement time. And so the feds are giving a signal to over 800,000 local and state law enforcement agents that watching people with strong views on border security, strong views on the Second Amendment, strong views on abortion, that this is now becoming a threat to the government and therefore ought to be watched by these agents. It's an astonishing document.
And even beyond all that, as you point out in your piece, and I'm quoting now, most disgusting of all, it targets veterans for increased law enforcement scrutiny, basically, Roger, because they say that these people have military skills and they oppose a significant threat to law and order for some reason.
For some reason that isn't really spelled out, Greg. It's an interesting part of it, that they're fearful that combat veterans coming back from the wars would be recruited by right-wing militias. Elsewhere in the assessment, of course, they point out that right-wing militias are declining in membership, that there haven't been the kinds of violent outbursts that we've seen in the past, and that basically it leaves you wondering, why is this assessment warning us of something that they admit in the assessment is actually a declining threat? This is what makes it bewildering, really.
What's really behind this, in your opinion, Roger? You've been around politics for a very long time. As you just mentioned, in their very same report, they said that militia groups and so forth are on the decline. So why ramp up the observation of conservative groups or what they call right-wing extremists now?
Well, I think part of it is a fear of the opposition that, of course, has been mobilized among grassroots groups, among talk radio hosts. I think this has to do with the fairness doctrine at the FCC with an attempt to try to intimidate opposition. This is, unfortunately, the MO of the national administration, and I must say it's unfortunately the MO of most of these administrations now. As the federal government gets bigger and more powerful, it doesn't like a lot of dissent at the grassroots. And when I was involved in dissenting on the last illegal alien amnesty bill back in May of 2007, the Bush administration didn't like me either, and apparently the Obama administration feels the same way.
Roger, how do you see this playing out? Obviously, there will be points where the issue of the Second Amendment comes up. There will be debates over abortion. The president himself says there's going to be a major immigration reform package coming up later this year. So clearly, there will be very vocal people who are in opposition to his policies. We've seen it already on the economic front. I'm sure we'll see it again on these other issues. How do you expect an order like this to be manifested? Do you expect people to be harassed for holding different positions than the current administration, or is this more of a bureaucratic piece of paper here?
Well, I hope it's only bureaucratic, Greg, but I'm afraid I witnessed perhaps the first manifestation of this last Saturday in a Tea Party tax protest that was held here in San Diego, and I attended just as a public member. And afterwards, I noticed a young fellow with a baseball cap and shades and nondescript clothing, and he was taking video shots of a lot of people in the crowd. And I was told later that he took video shots of the license plates of cars in the parking lot, and then he got into a car with a federal government license plate and drove away. So we may have already seen the kind of surveillance and scrutiny that this report calls for.
And with all these tea parties scheduled around the country tomorrow for tax day, something similar might be afoot?
Well, I'm afraid that that's the signal that if you're going to protest against Obama, he's going to know who you are. And this kind of intimidation is so un-American, is so drastic, that I'm hoping that people will rise up, frankly, against it. And I don't care whether it's against right wing or left wing. The fact is that anytime the government tries to suppress opinions about public policy issues, it's a bad thing.
Roger, in terms of the economy, we saw the government take unprecedented steps in taking over some control of the banks up on Wall Street. We've seen it clearly in the auto industry with the president essentially firing the head of General Motors. When it comes to something like this, basic fundamental constitutional rights, do you sense that this really can creep up and be taken away from us before we even realize what's happening?
Well, sure. This is the way it does happen in every other society that has lost its freedom. It's a creeping thing. It doesn't just happen overnight. It happens step by step as people are intimidated, as people don't want to be exposed to potential liabilities. They don't want to get audited by the IRS. They don't want to get, you know, ever since Nixon's time, the federal government has selectively used the IRS to try to intimidate people's political views. This is something that's been creeping up on us for some time, and I'm afraid this report tells us that it's taken a step further down that road.
Well, if the government is paying attention to folks who simply disagree with policies, what about people who will try to call the government on the carpet for eroding our First Amendment rights?
Well, that's right. And I think what's happened is that the demonization of these folks is already starting as well. As I mentioned, the talk show hosts around the country are well aware of the threat from the FCC to reimpose some kind of fairness doctrine which would allow street activists to have a role in what kind of guests and what sort of topics you talk about on topical talk radio. Well, this is the beginning of the suppression of free speech and censorship that we have feared, and I'm afraid it's coming.
Roger, very disturbing to learn about, but it's good to know it as soon as possible. Good work in making it public, and thanks very much for your time today.
Thank you, Greg. Appreciate being on.
Absolutely. Roger Hedgecock, a host of the Roger Hedgecock Show right here on the Radio America Network, columnist for WorldNet Daily, former mayor of San Diego, California. This is Dateline Washington.